to have that confidence, to have that assurance, to have that encouragement, not just through that direct fellowship with God, but also more broadly, the broader fellowship of Christians all around the world. I would ask that people pray, thank you for your prayers, but pray for all Australians everywhere, everyone affected by this. People are going through the deepest of heartache, the deepest of shock. I mean, the world is largely in trauma at the moment with the scale and pace of what is unfolding. This is incomprehensible. Even just a month ago, what we're now seeing today, and it is so important that we just remain focused on how we're dealing with these issues going forward. Pray for the premiers and chief ministers. They've joined me in a national cabinet, which is unprecedented in Australia. There are decisions we're taking now, which is to extend support as far and wide as we can, but we have to get it right. It has to work. When we need things to work, because that... But it is a moment like when Moses looked out at the sea and held up his staff, and they went. There are moments of great faith in all of this. But as a Prime Minister, I have to take my decisions on the basis of very strong advice and exercise the best judgment I possibly can. And my faith gives me an enormous encouragement in how I can make those decisions and try and do that in the best way I can. I'm reminded also of a couple of verses which I keep coming back to, which I want to share with you. The first is from Psalm 34, 17 to 19. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. And we know none of us are righteous. We all know that. We all know that we fall into the open arms of the grace of God. There's nothing particularly worthy amongst any of us. It is his grace that sustains us. And in Isaiah 58, 11 to 12, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land, particularly like that one, and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins. That's a prophecy over our country, I believe. And will raise up the age-old foundations. And you will be called a repairer of broken walls and a restorer of streets with dwellings. I pray that we'll be a restorer of streets with people in them. Businesses open again. Australians going about their lives again. Returning to their jobs. Returning to their livelihoods. Returning to normal times in their schools so our children can learn and that we can get to the other side of this. So with that, if it's okay, I might just say a few words of prayer and commit the rest of the day to you all. I think my pastor's on today. Brad, mate, thanks to you and Mike Murphy and a whole bunch of others, you know who you are, who've been such a tremendous encouragement to you, to me and to Jenny and all of us. So let's just pray quickly, shall we? Heavenly Father, we just commit our nation to you at this terrible time of great need and suffering of so many people. And we do this also for the entire world. In places far from this country, there are people suffering even more, going through tremendous hardship, crying out. Lord, we pray you'll hear their voice. We'll pray that you'll deliver them, that you'll send them peace and you'll send them comfort, and that you'll send them strength in this time of their great, great need. Father, give us strength here in this country. Give us wisdom. Give us judgment. Give us encouragement. Let your peace reign. Let your love shower this nation at this time. And let your people, let those who trust in you, Lord, be instruments for your love, for your compassion, for your justice, for your mercy, for your grace. Let us be lights, Lord, in a time of great darkness. May you lift us up at this time. May you strengthen us and encourage us. And in all things, Lord, may you shine upon all of us at this time as we seek your grace and we seek your strength and we seek your favour. We pray this in Jesus' name. We pray also for our leaders, my colleagues in parliamentary roles. Doesn't matter what party they're from. I pray particularly for my colleagues in the cabinet, and the ministers making difficult decisions each and every day. And I especially pray for my colleagues on the National Cabinet, the premiers and chief ministers, faced with terrible challenges that were even unthinkable only a few days ago become realities and they must deal with them. pray that you'll keep the national cabinet strong and united, and that we may be able to face each day and each challenge with a unity of purpose. And I pray all of these things, Lord, as we praise you always. May your kingdom come, may your will be done, Lord. May on earth as it is in heaven, and bring that peace to our world, and bring it to our nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.